Your mind is elsewhere right now. Not literally, you're reading these words, but statistically speaking, there's a 47% chance your thoughts have already drifted to tonight's dinner, tomorrow's meeting, or last week's awkward conversation. This isn't a character flaw. It's the default setting of the human brain, an evolutionary inheritance that once kept us alive by constantly scanning for threats. But in our modern world, this ancient wiring creates a different kind of danger. We're missing our own lives, one distracted moment at a time. What if those lost moments could be reclaimed? Not through another productivity hack or time management system, but through a fundamental shift in how we inhabit our days. Mindfulness offers precisely this transformation, not by adding more to our schedules, but by changing our relationship with what's already here. Think of your brain as a muscle that strengthens whatever you practice most. Spend your days worrying, and you're essentially doing reps at the anxiety gym. But here's where it gets interesting. Neuroscientists can now watch mindfulness reshape the brain in real time. Using advanced imaging technology, researchers have discovered that just 8 weeks of regular meditation practice creates measurable changes in brain structure. Gray matter increases in regions governing attention and emotional regulation. The prefrontal cortex, your rational, thoughtful brain, becomes more active, while the amygdala, your fear center, quiets down. One study found that meditators' brains aged more slowly, with longer telomeres, the protective caps on chromosomes associated with longevity. This isn't mystical, it's neuroplasticity in action. Every time you notice your mind wandering and gently guide it back to the present, you're literally rewiring neural pathways. Scientists call this experience-dependent neuroplasticity, your brain physically reorganizing itself based on what you repeatedly practice. The gap between stimulus and response, that crucial space where choice lives, grows wider with each mindful moment. Perhaps most compelling, this practice may alter gene expression itself, reducing inflammatory responses linked to heart disease, arthritis, and certain cancers. Ancient wisdom meets cutting-edge science, and both point to the same truth: presence heals. Most mornings begin with an alarm blaring, hand reaching for phone, mind flooded with obligations. Your amygdala activates before you're fully conscious. You're in fight or flight before your feet touch the floor. Interrupt this pattern while still in bed. Notice your breath rising and falling. Acknowledge worrying thoughts without chasing them. They're just thoughts, not commands. Conduct a brief body scan from toes to crown, simply noticing sensations. Before rising, pause for genuine gratitude: the person beside you, the roof overhead, waking up at all. Create a meditation spot associated with stillness. Choose a focal point: breath, a candle, a phrase. When distracted, notice and return. Each return builds your capacity for presence. After meditation, set an intention. Unlike rigid goals that create striving, intentions align you with values while leaving room for unpredictability. Even your shower can become practice. Instead of mentally rehearsing conversations, activate each sense. See steam rising, feel warm water, smell soap, hear droplets. You'll emerge not just clean, but clear-minded. These morning rituals transform how you enter your day, grounded rather than frantic, intentional rather than reactive. Your brain cannot multitask. What feels like simultaneous work is rapid task switching, reducing productivity by up to 40% and dramatically increasing errors. Each switch depletes oxygenated glucose, leaving you drained. The antidote? Single tasking with intention. Set 60-90-minute focus periods with notifications silenced. When attention wanders, gently redirect. Take purposeful breaks, preferably in nature. Tie just 3 breaths, one for calm, one to relax your body, one to ask what matters most right now. Mindfulness transforms workplace relationships. Micro moments of connection improve learning, resilience, and productivity. Greet colleagues warmly. Make eye contact. Remember personal details. Email, consuming nearly 30% of our work week, benefits from mindfulness too. Without facial cues or vocal tone, messages often trigger stress. Before writing, pause. Consider the recipient's concerns and desired outcome for clearer communication. When challenges arise, practice stop. Stop what you're doing, take a centering breath, observe your body, emotions, and thoughts, proceed with kindness. This creates space between trigger and response, transforming reactivity into thoughtful engagement. Here's a transformative formula. Suffering equals pain times resistance. Pain may be inevitable, but resistance is your choice. Mindfulness transforms your relationship with difficulty. Kelly McGonigal's research reveals that your view of stress impacts your health more than the stressor itself. Reframing stress responses as helpful, your heart pumping energy, your breath oxygenating your brain, creates the biology of courage. Carol Dweck's mindset research shows that growth mindsets view abilities as changeable through effort, embracing challenges as learning opportunities. Fixed mindsets avoid risks because failure threatens identity. Kristen Neff's research proves self-compassion is both empowering and motivating through three components: mindfulness, recognizing difficulty without over-identifying, common humanity, understanding struggle is shared, and self-kindness, meeting yourself with warmth. When difficult emotions arise, practice RAIN. Recognize what you're feeling, allow the emotion, investigate with kindness, nurture yourself with compassion. For challenging conversations, examine three layers: content, facts, feelings, emotions, and identity, core questions about competence and worthiness. Acknowledging the identity layer enables more open communication. Children naturally play exploring, imagining, creating. As adults, we play less, yet research shows play is an evolved behavior critical for well-being and survival in intelligent species. Photography deepens engagement by directing visual attention to what makes moments worth capturing. Creating art induces flow, where you lose track of time and become fully absorbed. The experience matters more than talent or outcome. Nature provides powerful presence. Outdoors, your prefrontal cortex rests from constant planning. Brainwaves, heart rate, and stress hormones shift measurably when we connect with the natural world. Museums offer sanctuary for mindful seeing. Harvard medical educators use museum visits to help residents relieve stress and retain empathy, noting that focusing on artwork creates a refuge from the craziness of our lives. Travel becomes practice when you bring mindfulness to inevitable challenges. Rather than succumbing to frustration, observe your body's stress responses without judgment. Create mindful routines in new locations, finding a daily cafe, maintaining morning meditation to ground yourself amid change. The key isn't what activities you choose, but how you engage, with full presence, curiosity, and openness to each unfolding moment. Every quality of mindfulness relates to love. As Jack Kornfield says, the point of mindfulness is not to perfect yourself, it is to perfect your love. Our mental habits, expectations, assumptions, comparisons often block connection. By challenging these stories, we embrace imperfections and love fully. Relationships thrive when we welcome one another with presence. Think of a dog's greeting, pure, unfiltered joy. We can show this sincere enthusiasm with loved ones, especially during transitions. These mindful greetings, particularly with physical touch, increase oxytocin and reduce stress. Mindful seeing means perceiving the deeper meaning in words, emotions, and energy. This proves hardest with those closest to us, as we develop fixed views that ignore how people grow. Mindfulness teaches impermanence. Everyone constantly evolves. By practicing openness and curiosity, we appreciate the person before us right now. Forgiveness requires fierce courage to face difficult emotions. Refusing to forgive creates internal struggle that manifests as physical contraction. True forgiveness brings freedom from rumination, opening the way to understanding, what Thich Nhat Hanh calls love's other name. The path begins with acceptance, acknowledging truth without condoning harmful behavior. Next comes cognitive empathy,
asking what conditions led to hurtful actions. Mindful touch transforms ordinary physical contact into profound connection. Bringing alert presence to touching loved ones shifts us from mental distraction to direct sensory experience. Through these approaches, we create what Tara Brach describes as a sacred refuge, a place of healing and awakening. The final phase of a mindful day begins at your threshold. Pause at your doorway, name what you're feeling, and sense your household's emotional mood before reacting. Many carry accumulated tension from work that affects everyone around them. Your living space both reflects and affects you. Apply mindfulness attitudes, impermanence, letting go, gratitude, generosity, to guide what you keep and shed. Create a vision for your ideal home, simplify your space, and make conscious choices before acquiring new items, transforming your home into a sanctuary supporting inner harmony. Cook mindfully by engaging all senses. Smell fresh ingredients, hear oil sizzle, feel textures, taste as you go. Turn evening tea into meditation by holding your cup with both hands, fully experiencing warmth, aroma, and taste. After a few sips, imagine your tea's journey from leaf to cup and give thanks. Create a consistent bedtime routine signaling your mind and body to wind down. About 1/3 of Americans get less than 7 hours of sleep needed for good health. During sleep, your brain undergoes neurochemical cleansing, memory consolidation, and cognitive maintenance. The Buddhist concept of non-striving helps you surrender without anxiety, shifting from doing mode to being mode. Rather than trying to fall asleep, allow yourself to let go of staying awake. We practice mindfulness not to become expert meditators, but to have better lives. Start small by remembering to stop and breathe throughout your day. Like learning any skill, you'll master basics, then apply mindfulness to everyday situations and stronger emotions, gradually experiencing more joy and less stress. In a world that constantly demands your attention, mindfulness offers something radical, the ability to reclaim your own life one present moment at a time. Each moment offers a fresh opportunity to begin again, to return to presence with kindness toward yourself and others. Your life is happening now. Will you be there for it?